Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. R.K. Ciancutti is here, too, because he's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author, along with Thomas Steading, of the book Built on Trust, which, as you know, is one of my favorite books. He's our good friend, R.K. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. Folks, one of the things that I've told you about in the past, and R.K., I think at least the last time he was here, we talked about some of the new things, one of the new things that you're working on, R.K., and that's a new book called The Meta Manager, which is about to be published, yet to be published, probably sometime this year. But I appreciate you agreeing to share some of these ideas that you guys have been developing. I think they're very important because one of the things that it does is it helps companies get all of their people, all of their human resources, firing on all cylinders, everybody working toward the same direction. And R.K., as you know, in small businesses, we all have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. So whenever we do change hats, we need to not lose any momentum. We don't need to be misfiring in our execution. And your concept of a meta manager and that whole way of managing people is a good way to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it actually is. It's very good to be conscious of the meta manager role that we all have if we want to be successful. In other words, each manager is, we know we're responsible for the business. We're responsible for the vision, for the strategy, for the products, et cetera, et cetera. And most managers are pretty good at that. But we also, as the meta manager, can take responsibility for people's habits of execution. And we say at Learning Center that there are two goals. Two overall goals that the meta manager ought to have. One, to see that every interaction comes to closure. It means that when you have any business interaction of any kind, that you always end it with a deliverable, a time for delivery, and a person who's ultimately responsible for it. And second goal is that you never offer or accept a commitment that is not completely true. So you never accept a yes when the real answer might be maybe. And you never offer a yes. Now, the meta manager is the person who, usually the chief of the department or the chief of the company, who takes the responsibility to see that people are doing that. So the meta manager...
It seems to me, R.K., when you say the word absolutely true, completely true, that's an awfully arbitrary, hard and fast term that not only, I guess two things come to mind. Number one, you know, my truth might be different from your truth.
Yes.
and also, it seems to me that that this takes some training in the company to discern. Folks, obviously, we're not talking about, you know, lying. We're talking about whether my ability to deliver on time, what I'm saying is true, or whether it's not. If I know more, if you promise me something, and I know more than you about this issue, then maybe you just don't understand that it's going to take longer than you think. And so, R.K., it seems to me that there needs to be some training to help people understand what is true when we make these commitments.
Well, that's right. Most people, you know, when the culture of the company has not clarified this, most people think they're supposed to say yes to everything. So no matter how busy
they don't want to disappoint the boss by saying, you know what, boss, I can't have it for you by then.
That's right. And so when people say yes, they mean maybe, or I hope you'll go away, or I'll do it if I can, or I'll try as hard as I can, but they don't really mean yes. Mm-hmm. Now, a true commitment is not a guarantee, but it is an absolute intention to deliver. I mean, a real no conditions, no hidden ifs. Now, the meta manager can impact this tremendously. First, by modeling it, by always doing it. Second, by recognizing that, you know, people have to think through most commitments. And unless the hall's on fire, people don't have to respond immediately. Give them a moment to think. Give them an hour to think. Have them come back with a yes, I can do it, and why, or some options of what would have to be moved and so forth. Give people that responsibility.
And it
that pushes
me,
leadership and accountability all the way down through your organization, which is what you need to have.
It seems to me, Archie, that this also requires some training on our part. For example, instead of saying, you know, when can you have that, and expecting them to tell you and immediately, just say, look, why don't you go think about this for about an hour or a half hour or whatever, and look at your notes, look at the project, and come back as soon as you can and tell me when you think you can have that.
That's right. And training is important.
That's training for ourselves, folks. We have to think about this. And this is all the way we set. We try to make sure we set ourselves up for success. And that's what Archie's talking about. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Archie Ciancutti, the co-author of the book Built on Trust, the co-author of the upcoming book Meta Manager. Archie, give us, you know, Meta Manager is not something most of us have heard about. They haven't heard that term.
Right.
Why don't you give us your simplest definition of what a meta manager is?
A meta manager, in addition to managing the business of the company or the division or the team, also manages the habits of the people reporting to him or her. And he does that in three ways. And again, these are the habits of closure and true commitment. He does that in three ways. First, he or she models it. And that means, you know, they really do it themselves. They don't make commitments that they don't mean, and they're very explicit about that. The second thing becomes a bit of a guide or a teacher. He infuses conversations with questions like this: have we reached closure on this yet? Is this adequate closure? Are we sure our commitments are firm on this? Is there doubt, et cetera, et cetera? And he encourages that kind of a dialogue until things really do close. And then the third thing he does is he requires that behavior from people. It is a requirement that we close every interaction. I'm leading the way. I'm doing it. Watch me. Catch me if I'm off, please. He requires that kind of behavior from everybody in the organization. Now, the result of this is that people are able to execute far more efficiently. They're able to make their contribution. They're able to get the help they need across the functions and with their customers and so forth. And it really does radiate out to the customer base when an organization does this. And this does fall on the shoulders of, as we call him or her, the meta manager. Now, that should go all the way down through the small business, from the chief executive all the way down through the project manager.
Well, one of the things I'd like for you to do, if you don't mind, Archie, is as we were alluding to as we went to the break, you know, it seems to me that if I'm going to be a better meta manager, meaning, you know, how I manage the habits of my people, that before I can train them on how to have better habits, I've got to probably alter the way I think about managing people, because this is a new concept, and I really like what you're doing, because it really fits perfectly with what I consider to be the 21st century model for management, which is the partner model rather than the, as you and I've talked about, rather than the dominator model.
Yes, that's right.
I think that's the 21st century model, and this is what you're doing is you're giving structure to a concept. The concept of, but when you tell somebody that you want them to be a partner manager, you want to manage with your partners through partnerships rather than domination, you know, that sounds good, but there's no, you know, where's the meat on the bones there? And that's what you're doing. You're giving us some structure to this so that we can understand how to do it. But before we can do all that, it seems to me that before I can be a good meta manager, I've got to I've not only got to learn how to manage their habits, I've got to learn how to manage my own habits.
That's right, and that's the correct order. And of course, our company does that. You know, we've been doing it for a little over 30 years, is helping people to get these concepts. We find that one of the best learning tools is a kind of backwards learning tool, which is when you don't do this, when you allow, you know, closure to happen sometimes and other times not to happen, and when you allow commitments to sometimes be yes and sometimes be really maybe, boy, it's very, very expensive. And when you can get people to see that, how exactly in their situation, it results in this us versus them, which is not a product of bad motivation or maliciousness. It's just people frustrated because they can't get the help that they need. You know, the salesperson can't get the help from sales support or vice versa and so forth and so on.
And it also seems to me, Archie, it doesn't happen with anybody. It happens a lot of times without intention. It's sort of like letting the weeds grow up in your garden.
That's right. And it has not assumed the priority in the organization. And again, there's the meta manager's role. It has not assumed the priority that it really should have. It's such low-hanging fruit, Jim. It's so inexpensive to do this. But what it requires, as you say, is some internal training yourself and some change in behavior yourself, and then to require it from others. But it's so inexpensive to do that, and the rewards are almost immediate. I mean, within days and weeks.
And these are the kinds of things that small business owners, these are the intangibles, Archie, that the small business owners must be able to tap into for us to be able to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, because we're all undercapitalized. We don't have enough money to compete with the big companies on in terms of capital, in terms of resources, in terms of the channels. We've got to be smarter, and this is what you're talking about. Now, tell us, what's the first thing that we should do to make ourselves become a meta manager?
Well, the first thing you do is you call together your team, the team that reports to you, and you bring up the subject of closure. You know, how do we do? Do we end our interactions always with a deal that includes time and a deliverable and a person who's going to deliver? And how often do we do that? How often do I do that? And you might go into that meeting prepared with an example or two of when you didn't do it, an example and the result.
When you go into that meeting, I suspect, Archie, in the beginning, you're not going to be able to go in there and talk about closure. You're going to have to talk about what the way that the average person in our company thinks of it, and it's they don't call it closure. And I call it closure because we know what it is, but the average person out there doesn't. When we come back, I want you to tell us, I want you to convert that word closure, let's convert it into some colloquialism, some ways that and there's probably more than one way that's used out there in the field, and we're going to do that right after these messages. Archie Ciancutti is our guest. He's the author of Built on Trust. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Archie Ciancutti, the co-author of Built on Trust and the co-author of the upcoming book, Meta Manager. He's going to... Archie, is Dr. Seti going to be with you on this one, too?
Yes, he is.
Well, I tell you, Archie and Thomas are going to make all of us better managers, folks. They're going to make all of us more successful. And, you know, Archie, other than the price of your book, the stuff you're talking about is free, isn't it?
Yes, it is free. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we when you have this initial meeting I'm talking about, and you ask people, hey, how are we doing on our promises with one another? How are we doing helping one another? How am I doing with my promises? That kind of thing. Do we end our interactions with a promise that's real, and that happens? And if we don't, what happens? That's free. All that is a conversation. If you do
now,
that,
back on this. This issue of commitment, closure,
mm-hmm.
as you call it, you know, should we go into our meeting and say, okay, folks, every day we ask each other questions about things we're working on, and the other person gives us an answer, and you could actually say, Dr. Archie Ciancutti, if you want to make yourself sound really important and really smart, you could say, Dr. Archie Ciancutti calls that closure, and so. When we make these commitments to each other to deliver something at a certain time, And, you know, how do we, should we say, you know, let's make sure that we all understand what the rules are for this company.
Yes. And if you can't give a time to deliver what it is that you're being asked for, give a time for a time. Well, I don't know that I can get that to you by the end of the week, but I'll know tomorrow and I'll call you by noon. Now, that gives the person another flagstone across the river
to establish a protocol, too, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
One of the best examples I can think of, Arky, is when I work out in regular America, if I have a 9 o'clock appointment, the person I'm meeting with expects me to be there, ready to have that meeting at 9 o'clock. Meaning, which means that I probably need to be there 5 minutes early.
Right.
Okay. When I've gone to New York City over the years, it's a generally accepted practice that if people are 10, maybe even 15 minutes late for an appointment, nobody gets excited because they know how the traffic is.
Right.
So it's different in New York City, perhaps, than it is in Sheboygan.
Well, that's right. And so every
company has its own, not that one's true and one's not true, but what is our protocol? What is accepted closure in this company?
And the meta manager is the person who establishes that, models it, guides toward it, and requires it. And so we call this culture.
Right.
This protocol, that's the culture. That's what's cool. That's what's accepted. That's what we do around here. That's very, very important to have that. So we say meta manager is a full-on role. Now, this does not take more time. It takes more thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
more proactivity.
Yes, you have to grapple with the ideas and think about the ideas. But this is not going to burden you with hours and hours and hours. Oh boy, another hat to wear, another job to do. More. That's it. It will save time.
But
it will require more thinking.
Back to our very first comments, Arky, this is fine-tuning our machine, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if you're a manager at a small business, you know, this is your machine. You can fine-tune this machine. And again, it's low-hanging fruit. I can't emphasize that enough. This is free. And the results are phenomenal, and they're almost immediate.
Well, all right. Now that we're in our meeting. We've had our meeting. We've identified this for folks. What do we do with what we find? What do we do with what comes out of this meeting?
Well,
we got about 30 seconds.
What we want to do is we want to distill a couple of guidelines, which, as you say, are going to be called protocol, part of the protocol or the culture. A couple of guidelines that this team will live by. And those ought to talk to promises, how we make promises, how we keep promises, what deliverables we are able to, how we're able to help each other, particularly across the functions and within the functions, and this then how this will radiate to our customers. That's the way you start, with a few guidelines that you're going to keep with one another. And then you've tracked those things and
right.
Follow them.
When we come back next time you join us, Dr. Ciancutti, I want you to... Let's pick up here and move forward and take our folks to the next level. Thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
LearningCenter.net.
It's a great site, folks. Don't forget Built on Trust, Dr. Arky Ciancutti. Thanks, Arky. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.